Hello. Welcome to this week's quiz of Everyday English. Are you ready? Question 1.
I'm going to say a few sentences. Just point out whether each of them is correct or incorrect. If incorrect, suggest a better substitute for it. A. The offer will not be adequate to the students' needs. B. The offer will not be adequate. C. The offer will not be adequate for the students' needs. The question again. I am going to say a few sentences. Just point out whether each of them is correct or incorrect. If incorrect, suggest a better substitute for it. A. The offer will not be adequate to the students' needs. B. The offer will not be adequate. C. The offer will not be adequate for the students' needs.
Question 2.
And now listen to the following sentences. There is something wrong with some of them. Point out where there is something wrong and explain why. A. I thought to have said something about the matter at our meeting tomorrow. B. He was to have addressed the subject when the council met last week. C. I would have liked to talk to us. D. He would have liked to meet you and did as promised. The question again. And now listen to the following sentences. There is something wrong with some of them. Point out where there is something wrong and explain why. A. I thought to have said something about the matter at our meeting tomorrow. B. He was to have addressed the subject when the council met last week. C. I would have liked to talk to us. D. He would have liked to meet you and did as promised.
Question 3.
Now listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows. By all means, come let's talk. Does the sentence imply A. Find a means to come. It is urgent that we talk. B. You are certainly welcome to come and let's talk. There should be nothing to prevent you from doing so. C. You should come at all costs for us to talk. D. By hook or by crook, do come. I shall expect you. The question again. Now listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows. By all means, come, let's talk. Does the sentence imply A. Find a means to come. It is urgent that we talk. B. You are certainly welcome to come and let's talk. There should be nothing to prevent you from doing so. C. You should come at all costs for us to talk. D. By hook or by crook, do come. I shall expect you.
Question 4.
How odd or how normal are these utterances you are going to hear? A. He was determined to be there at all costs. B. He was determined to be there by hook or crook. C. There is nothing wrong with his being anxious to be here at all costs. The question again. How odd or how normal are these utterances you are going to hear? A. He was determined to be there at all costs. B. He was determined to be there by hook or crook. C. There is nothing wrong with his being anxious to be here at all costs.
Thank you, Kofi. Now, let's hear some answers or suggestions. Question 1.
I am going to say a few sentences. Just point out whether each of them is correct or incorrect. If incorrect, suggest a better substitute for it. A. The offer will not be adequate to the student's needs.
Correct.
B. The offer will not be adequate.
Correct.
C. The offer will not be adequate for the students.
Incorrect. A substitute sentence would be, the offer will not be adequate to the students.
Question 2.
And now listen to the following sentences. There is something wrong with some of them. Point out where there is something wrong and explain why. A. I thought to have said something about the matter at our meeting tomorrow.
There is something wrong. The sentence should be either A. I was thought to have said something about the matter at our meeting tomorrow, or I was to have said something about the matter at our meeting tomorrow.
B. He was to have addressed the subject when the council met last week.
Correct.
C. I would have liked to talk to us.
There is something odd about the sentence. I would have liked to talk to you. Them, him, or her would be preferable.
D. He would have liked to meet you and did as promised.
Here again, there is something wrong. It is better to say, he would have liked to meet you and done as promised.
Question 3.
Now listen to this sentence and answer the question that follows. By all means, come, let's talk. Does the question mean, A. Find a means to come. It is important that we talk. Or, B. You are certainly welcome for us to talk. There should be nothing to prevent you from doing so. Or C. You should come at all costs for us to talk. Or D. By hook or by crook, do come at all costs. I shall expect you.
The sentence implies you are certainly welcome to come and let's talk.
Question 4.
How odd or how normal are the sentences you are going to hear? A. He was determined to be there at all costs.
Normal.
B. He was determined to be there by hook or crook.
Odd. We should say he was determined to be there by hook or by crook.
C. There is nothing wrong with his being anxious to be here at all costs.
Odd. A more usual alternative for this is, there is nothing wrong with his being anxious to be here at all costs.
Thank you both. And our listeners, we thank you for your attention. Have a good weekend, and please remember to tune in. Till then, it's goodbye from us.